At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
We are the 1, 2, 3 Soar Losers! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius. And look, there's no Eddie. There's no Ray. So we brought on guests.
Thank goodness.
We brought on people that are excited to be here. They make an appearance about once a year. They're the most hated people in the Sore Losers Woo! Fantasy Football League.
Winners! Winners! Chicken dinners.
Because they are my family. Welcome, Toolbox!
Yay! It's great to be here. Hello, Ashley. Congratulations.
Oh, and then on the other side of the coin, he is in a black hoodie. He is in mourning today, folks, as he had the super team. He had traded for Dalvin Cook. He had traded for Davante Adams. And he had his rivalry match. And he was up 40. And the next thing you know, he's going home. Welcome. Yeah. Batter's Box.
Hey, everybody. It's Batter's Box. Why did I agree to do this?
Guys, listen. So this is the special family edition that we do once a year.
Wait a minute. You forgot someone.
Oh, I forgot the co-manager.
Always
forgotten. The general manager of the Almighty Bulldogs. Woo, woo!
In the Sore Losers Fantasy League. We welcome Chesney.
Hello, Sore Losers Nation. Happy to be here. Woo! Let's go!
What a great day yesterday. Well, we better not count our chickens, but the fat lady's warming up.
What do you mean? You won.
No.
It's not over. It's not over to the last. No.
What is left? Can you tell me what's left?
They got Chubbs.
And you're up by how many?
40.
Okay. Stop. It's over. So, listen. We got a lot to talk about. Do we want to start with the Sore Losers Fantasy and the heartbreak that is sitting over here named Batter's Box?
Can we just not talk about that?
Do we want to talk about the publicity stunt that has been going on for the last 3 weeks that can we finally put an end to it? Do we want to talk about the future of the Eagles? Is Jalen Hurts it? Oh, my God.
No.
Overreaction. And do we want to talk about Taysom Hill maybe isn't the next Joe Montana? Because, geez Louise, that's what everybody thought. There's so much to talk about. Batter's Box, where would you like to start?
Let's start with anything but the fantasy.
So we will start with the Sore Losers Fantasy, folks. We
Stick
will
with the pain.
We will let the pain. We
let
will,
the knife go in.
We will pour the salt in the wound. So Batter's Box is taking on the defending champion in round one of the playoffs.
Hated rival.
Just rival. There was a lot of animosity. They were in the same division. Mm. Batter's Box won the regular season.
I think the
season.
Animosity went one way.
There was, but okay, before we start that, how did you guys, it's been a long season. We haven't talked to you guys. What did you guys feel like at the beginning of the season when everyone was against you guys being part of the Sore Losers Fantasy League?
Okay.
Get on the microphone.
I thought it was crazy, but I sort of found out why Eddie was against Batter's Box. Because evidently they're in another fantasy league together. And Batter's Box has won it 2 years in a row, so Eddie's butthurt about that.
Ouch.
But
so Eddie doesn't want him in his division because
right.
He's scared he's good.
Yes, exactly. Because last year, he was begging for me to be in his division.
And it was your first year playing
fantasy?
My
first year of playing fantasy. I really still am just sort of learning. It's just fun for me. I don't care. I get to talk on the phone,
but
relive
old
days.
Do you watch the football games differently now that you watch fantasy?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Even though I was over at Batter's Box at Red Zone. I can't keep up with all that different games. It was getting very confusing. It's the first time I've ever seen that. And I don't know about that. I think you're ruining football by not watching a game, but
you're a dinosaur.
I understand.
Okay. You're a dinosaur.
Get off my lawn.
Probably, but
he likes to watch the commercials
watching.
And the.
Well, I mean,
you know, the
there's two games on.
Play.
You flip the channel with commercials, but you actually get to watch a game.
Yeah, you either get to watch down here in Texas, you get to watch the Cowboys or the Texans. Great.
That's true, but.
Joe.
Super exciting.
America's team.
I was getting confused to who was actually playing each time.
Okay, and Batter's Box, what was your feeling about everybody being, even people that didn't make it, were like, I can't believe you just let them in without being drawn in the drawing for the league, to get into the league?
I mean, I only have one word. It's instrumental, so. They weren't instrumental. I was, so suck it.
Yes, and listen. It wasn't perfect, and they're gonna. Here's my thing. I have said I'm not gonna do it next year because I have been so
lies.
Frustrated with this season.
Lies.
So frustrated.
Say it ain't so.
And so
it ain't so.
No. As of right now, there will be no league next year.
No.
Wow.
We've already discussed it.
People in the Sore Losers podcast, you got to understand. It does take a lot of work. Everything. All the games that you guys get to participate in is because
Preach.
Lunchbox takes the extra time. He wants to have fun. We, as a family, we just like to have fun. It's not a serious – I mean, we talk trash, definitely, but you got to understand that's the way it is. And he goes above and beyond duty to put these things together with – And Batter's Box did help. The first year, they had to find a site to let 48 people in. And
we're still having hiccups. We still had hiccups this year because, we don't know the site. It messes up. And so, yes, I let them in the league without it. But then we go to the playoffs. We're in the playoffs, guys. We are in the playoffs. Batter's Box is in. Toolbox is in. I'm out. And Batter's Box is dominating his matchup. He's dominant. He's up 48 points, and he is feeling good. He's like, woo, I love fantasy. And then his beloved San Francisco 49ers fumble. The Washington football team runs it back for a touchdown. Uh-oh. His opponent, Ashley White, has the Washington
dun, dun,
football
dun.
Team defense. And then, later, the beloved San Francisco 49er. There's nothing finer than being a 49er, kid. Am I right?
That's right.
An interception.
Yesterday.
And they could go all the way. Touchdown, Washington football team. And it is starting to fall apart at the seams for Batter's Box. But he still has a good lead. He still has a good lead going into Sunday night football.
17 points.
The Buffalo Bills taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it's Stephon Diggs versus nobody. Ashley White has Stephon Diggs. Batter's Box has nobody. His team is finished. He's put up an impressive 130-something points. He's feeling good, but not great. Stephon Diggs have to score 17.5 fantasy points for Ashley White to move on. Stephon Diggs has been MIA the last couple weeks. Hadn't been putting up those kind of numbers. We go to halftime. Stephon Diggs only has 3 catches for 31 yards. Then the Steelers kick off to start the second half. And would you like to go play-by-play, Batter's Box, to...
Not really.
But let's hear it. How did it go down?
Not really.
Go ahead and read it. This is how the season ended for Batter's Box. Take it away.
So, Buffalo gets the second half kickoff. First play, Allen to Diggs for 5. Second play, Singletary rush to the right for 3. Then, Allen to Diggs for 6.
Uh-oh.
Allen to Knox for 8. Devin Singletary to the right for 14. Allen to Diggs for 12.
Oh, that's 3 catches on 1 drive. That's not good.
Devin Singletary to the right for 1. Allen to Diggs for 19 and a touchdown. And that was the nail in the coffin.
And that is when he was down by 0.3 with no players to go. He needs a Diggs fumble at some point. He needs the next catch to be a fumble and then Diggs get benched. But that doesn't happen. He keeps throwing to Diggs and he loses by how many points?
5 and 5 something.
5 points. Batter's no, box.
6.04.
The season is over for Batter's Box. And if you've played fantasy football, you know the feeling of having your guts ripped out on Sunday night.
Sorry, Bubs.
Look. I mean, I was
even
nervous.
Though we aren't counting
I was
it
nervous
yet.
The entire day. Got less nervous about halfway through the afternoon games. And then, like Lunchbox just mentioned, the 2 defensive touchdowns, started getting really nervous. And then at halftime on Sunday night, I was still cautiously optimistic, 3 for 30. And then
it was like a
3-minute – in 3 minutes, it was over. It was like a early career Mike Tyson fight. I mean, it was over just like that.
At least it was quick.
Yeah,
I would hate it to be like the last play of the game.
It was like body blow, and then uppercut knockout. And I mean, I couldn't even catch my breath. I mean, the drive started.
You could turn the TV off and have family time.
The drive started, and Lunchbox had just left my house, so he's en route back to Toolbox's house. And it was, they received the kickoff, and it was like, Diggs catch. And I had my phone in my hand to call him, say, this is starting off really badly. And before I could even finish dialing, the touchdown was scored, and it was over.
And I got a text that said, F U C, and then another letter. And I was like, uh-oh, that's not good. That's not good. And when I pulled
up. But there was a good day. Forrest and I, or what's his name?
Chest Day. Doesn't matter. I mean,
we were sort of jumping around all day.
But, congrats to y'all, whatever, who cares.
Hey, our turn's next, but we'll let talk about you now.
Yeah.
Go.
But, I mean, it was a good matchup. I do want to congratulate Ashley White, right? She had a great season. It was a great matchup. Her team is really good.
Even though everyone picked on her.
Yeah, I don't know about all the picking on her stuff. I mean, there's a lot of things that happened this year that I don't agree with. Her reasonings, her accusations, but bottom line is, she's a hell of a fantasy player, right? Champion last year in a 48-team league, and now she's back to the Final Four. I beat her in the regular season. She got me when it counted in the playoffs, so I tip my cap.
Did you after the digs? If it's over, did you continue watching the rest of the game, or did you immediately turn it off? And just say, I'm done.
Well, the truth is I continue to watch the entire game because I have implications of another playoff matchup in another league, so I had to.
I mean, that is it hurts the most is when you turn it off. Like when you just know, okay.
No, I wanted to. I really did. But I couldn't.
Or do you want to feel that pain and just say this is and you every
I'm
fantasy
turning it off. I'm done.
Yeah.
Season's over.
Yeah. No,
season's
But fantasy, if you have another matchup, I have
You have to stay.
But every fantasy owner
which is worse
because
it hurt really bad, and I'm sitting there just dejected.
You go through these emotions of, why do I play this stupid game?
Oh, 20 times a season.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
especially when Ray puts the curse on you. He has everybody in the playoffs halfway through, and then you start losing.
Oh, you start losing everything. Yes. Oh, one of us is for sure going to win it all. Well, there's only one hope now, and it's you guys. So you guys have to carry this torch and win this dang thing.
It's a lot of pressure, but yeah. I think we can we're going to pull it together. I would suggest to anybody listening, I've never done a combo team before, even though I was a number two. It is the best feeling. You don't overthink anything. You make better decisions. You don't get cute with your picks. So I think that that is a key to staying on course.
Yeah, we talk ourselves in and out of a lot of things.
Back and forth all the time. Talking circles weekly.
He's probably getting sick of me.
Never, never. I know the call is coming, and there's a job to be done.
Now.
So I would like to bring up one more thing.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. What's this?
What's this?
I mean, I put the blame squarely, not on myself, even though I did bench the Rams defense that would have won it for me. The reasoning behind that was sound. But I firmly believe that the three people sitting across from me put the jinx on in a major, major way yesterday afternoon.
That sounds like deflecting.
Yes.
Some serious deflecting. Take ownership.
We're all at my house.
Batter's box.
We're all at my house watching the red zone with two TVs. We had all the games up.
Very confusing.
And as stuff is unfolding, you know, Chess Day and Toolbox are, you know, as their lead is growing, they're celebrating. And
it was good.
And Lunchbox over there is just not paying attention to really anything because he's out and he's still sour about that. I'm sitting at the kitchen table watching these games with sweat starting to beat up on my forehead. And I'm trying to update everybody on both matchups, right, on my phone. I'm refreshing, you know, the current point totals.
My phone won't do that.
And as the lead is shrinking, I am vocalizing this. And I, at one point, turn to Lunchbox and say, Lunch, look at this. And he spins around and says, what? It doesn't matter. You're up by 30 plus. You're fine.
I don't know. You going to say something?
Here's the thing.
Ashley was probably getting ready to type in something about it being fixed.
Oh, God.
That, no.
I think I said you were up by 40 something because I get confused because you're celebrating so much. I didn't know what you were celebrating. You're like, oh, touchdown. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, so you got more points. But you were talking about a different league. I couldn't keep track of which league was what. And I didn't understand that she had the Washington defense and that your 49ers were going to cost you the season. If you want to place blame.
Did you or did you not say that?
You need to place blame on your own favorite team. They were the demise of you. It was the San Francisco 49ers giving up two deep, a fumble and a pick six. That's it. That was the difference. If that doesn't happen, you don't lose. So all you need to do is change affiliations and jump on the Bears bandwagon.
That was an amazing day.
Because they whooped that ass yesterday. How's that taste, Deshaun Watson?
That was an amazing day to watch. Batter's box, cheer against the 49ers.
Wow. That's what fantasy will do to you. That's what it'll do to you.
No, I was not ever cheering against the 49ers.
Oh, so you were cheering for the fumbles and...
Well, no.
How cheering for works?
Never mind.
Yes. But now, I want to talk...
Your back.
Listen, we're done with fantasy because people aren't in our fantasy league. They don't care.
Thank God.
Yes. I want to talk about the absolute travesty that is going on at Vanderbilt University.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about this.
No, we want to talk about this because it is the biggest publicity stunt I've ever seen by a college football program.
My granddaughter has dreams of growing up to be a kicker now.
There you go.
The biggest publicity stunt ever?
By a college football team, absolutely, 100%.
Yes, it's pretty sad.
It's a sad thing what they're doing.
I just... don't think it rises to any
the level. I think any girl soccer player could kick extra points for any college team.
Any college team. That's the thing. If they want her to be the kicker, let her go out and kick the field goals. We're talking about Sarah Fuller. She became the first female to score a point in a Power 5 game when she kicked two extra points for Vanderbilt, which is great.
That's fine. I mean,
but
yeah.
If she's going to be the kicker, let her go out there and kick the field goals also. Don't just march her out there as a, like a, oh, here, let's make her the point, extra point. It just is a...
Wait a minute. The coach clarified it.
No, he did clarify it. He said.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
This was his quote.
Strategery.
This was his quote after the game. Sarah, that was always our plan. She was going to be our kicker within 10 yards because she has been our most accurate kicker within 10 yards.
You're not at practice.
Stop it.
Like, this also wasn't even the coach that brought her on the team.
Okay, but you have a different kicker go kick the field goals, but she kicks the extra point.
I'm saying that was his plan all along before he was the coach?
No, what he is saying is that was our plan when we start like that week in practice. She was the most accurate from within 10 yards. No, what it was she can't kick the field goals farther than 10 yards, and we want to make sure she makes it, and it looks good for our university. So we're going to let her kick extra points, but that's all she's going to do. Batter's box, you could go kick the extra point. Toolbox could.
No.
Chest day.
Disagree.
For sure.
Any college soccer girl, like a batter's or a toolbox said, could go out there and do that. So
I don't
why
think anybody in this room could. Not in a game.
Oh yeah, could. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think challenge lunch and chest day could.
I don't think so.
Hey, chest day was the star fullback for the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Like,
let's be real here.
Soccer stud at 12. Yeah. I can kick an extra point.
I can't believe you don't think we can kick it 8 yards.
Well, it's more than 8 yards.
But okay, 13. Sorry, 13. I mean,
I'm not saying you couldn't just kick it, you know, no rush. I'm saying with a line and the rush coming in.
What? It's well, two that's steps just nerves. And swing your leg.
I mean, yeah, you don't think about
sure.
it.
Yeah, it's just that easy.
Then why isn't she out there on field goals?
I'm not arguing that. I don't know
like
why.
It's a publicity.
I don't
stuff.
Know why.
Like it's all great and cool that a girl kicked an extra point. But
I don't know why it's that big of a deal. Like why
well,
do you
no, no,
care?
Because I mean it was
are
fine.
Are they like 0-15? I mean what is the
no,
record?
No, they're 0-9. But what I'm saying is it's making the biggest deal.
Yes.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Everybody's making a big deal out of it nationally. Like she did some amazing thing, but really. They made her just like a pity. Here's a pity kick. Go kick the extra point. Like, if you want her to be the kicker, be the kicker.
Yeah, the first week when their kicker was COVID, that was fine. But now they're just playing off the publicity.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Like, okay, but I think what everybody's saying, it's not just an amazing thing that she's the kicker. It's that she's actually playing.
Have you watched the news?
No. Okay. I really don't. But it's cool that a female actually played a D1 game or played in a D1 game. That's cool.
New Mexico had a female that played like in 2013 is what someone told me. So,
okay, D1 Power 5.
But yeah, but it's a pity game. It's a pity play.
Don't care. Still cool.
Okay.
Next.
I mean, I just watch it and I just can't believe that it's that
He's
big of a
He's taking over the Eddie role.
No,
I guess so.
No.
I can't.
Well, I can see that easy.
What's the timer?
Oh, you need to eat your apple?
Yeah. Do you have an apple? This is stupid.
You can't say that. You don't know.
What I'm saying is I would appreciate it if they let her just be the kicker instead of the.
I agree with you there.
That's it. That's why I don't
just
think
let
it's
a kick. Who cares?
It's not as
nine.
Big a deal as we're making it because. They gave her the pity kicks. They didn't let her be the kicker. That's
still,
all I'm
I still
saying.
I support it. I think it's cool.
Yeah. Well, the one time, fine. But now let's go back. I mean, if she can beat out the regular kicker,
yeah,
fine.
What's the regular?
You can't tell me the regular kicker is not accurate within 10 yards. I mean, let's be real.
I mean, that was a dumb explanation. Yeah.
They moved the pros back to, what, 25 years? 35
because,
year,
because it was too easy.
They never missed. Let's be real. College.
I missed a lot.
How many really miss?
Don't tell Dan Bailey that.
Very rare. That's what nice. That's why it's not.
Well, that's why they moved it back. I mean, I understand. Well, do you think she would be kicking from the 25?
I don't. I have no idea what she can kick.
No, you don't. She wouldn't have because there was a field goal and then she didn't kick it.
I would venture to guess that she could kick a 25-yard field goal.
Well, then why wasn't she the field goal kicker?
I'm not the coach. I have no idea.
Because she wasn't as accurate.
She was only accurate within 10 yards, according to the coach.
He went with
her
strength.
That was a stupid explanation, but whatever.
Speaking of stupid.
Are we still talking about
this? No, let's talk about what else is stupid. Hey, Big Ten, you guys are a bunch of idiots. The Big Ten is stupid. Let's go ahead and make this rule where you have to play six games to qualify for the Big Ten championship. If you want to play in the Big Ten championship game, you have to play six games. Ohio State, you didn't reach that six-game limit. Oh, well, guess what? You didn't reach the minimum requirement, so we're going to change the rules to make sure Ohio State can play in the Big Ten championship.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. Did you make a rule that it had to be six games played?
Yeah, why make the rule if it doesn't matter?
If Indiana hadn't played six games, would we change the rule for Indiana?
No.
Would we change the rule for Northwestern?
No.
Would we change the rule for Rutgers?
No.
No, we wouldn't. We're only going to do it because it's Ohio State.
You're not thinking this through.
Why?
Go ahead and think it through for me out loud. Go ahead and think it through.
Absolutely. Why? Okay. Why, if I'm the Big Ten, would I enforce an arbitrary rule that I made up that if I enforce it this year in a year?
No, they made the rule this year.
They made it this year.
Let me finish.
This rule was made this year.
Okay.
Okay.
But why would I enforce that rule if it would directly hurt every school in my conference?
It's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
Oh, because, keep going. How?
Well,
how is it?
It will hurt because they're not going to get into the playoffs and the big payday.
Okay.
But,
Incorrect. Ohio State would still be in the playoff if they didn't play in the Big Ten championship. Guarantee it.
Probably. That's
guarantee
true.
It. Because
that's
they're
true.
Not. Who are they going to take?
It doesn't matter. But as a conference, you want to maximize the income that you're going to get, and that's through putting Ohio State in that championship game. And that money doesn't just go to Ohio State. It goes to every school and all the smaller sports programs, right? Women's soccer, whatever, tennis, badminton, I don't know. But all those sports that schools are having to cancel and get rid of because they can't afford it during this year, right? Because it's all about the money. So why as a conference would I enforce this rule that's going to directly result in
Well, why would you even make the rule
hurt?
In the first place?
People make mistakes. But,
but it was no
like
problem.
That.
It
I
was
like
no.
That.
Hey, so if I know.
Did any other conference
know,
make that rule?
If I know something I did 6 months ago was wrong and I can fix it now, would I not do that?
Wait.
I like the logic.
Or would I just say, I made this rule 6 months ago.
What made it wrong? That Ohio State didn't qualify or did it make it wrong?
It doesn't matter.
No, it does matter. So you're going to go to those kids from Indiana and say, we have this rule in place, but because we you're not Ohio State, sorry, son, you're not going to play in the Big Ten championship.
Any other year, I would agree, but this year, no.
Any other year, there isn't that rule.
It's not Ohio State's fault that
any
they
other
only
year,
five
there
games.
Is not that rule.
It's not their fault that they only had five games. Is it?
No.
Okay.
But
so how would you tell Ohio State kids
that there's this rule in place that we made?
All these other schools got infected with COVID.
So we started
and your
out the year,
canceled, so you can't play.
We started out the year. Here are your rules, and at the end of the year, after you played by those rules, you're going to change the rules to something else.
I'm with Batter's Box because they didn't know. No one knew what was going to happen.
So they made a mistake, and they changed course. You watched the NBA.
No
one knew.
It's called adapting.
They were adapting.
You watched Major League Baseball. You were going to wait to the spring to play because you knew things were working out quite like everyone thought they were. So you knew there could be problems.
Yes.
You did not allow enough time to get games in.
Yes, that's also a mistake.
So. But I'm just saying, if you start the season with certain rules, you have to finish that season.
You can't change the rules in the middle. They did.
No, they didn't change them in the middle.
They waited to the very end because the school
they want in the Big Ten championship was not in. That's the only reason they changed it.
I just think
now on,
flexible
I want Major League Baseball to say the Cardinals get first place every
year.
That
makes no sense. It's not even the same.
Got to be flexible in 2020.
No. Flexible is different because they can still qualify for the college football playoff.
But yeah, they have no rule about how many games you have to play.
They were just going to take the best four teams in their opinion or whatever, their computer system, whatever. So, the voting.
The Big Ten Conference Championship, that money directly goes to that conference. So,
well, they were still going to have this Big 12.
They were still going to have the Big Ten championship.
I understand. But do you think it's going to make as much money with Indiana versus North
Carolina?
Yes,
because you want to know why?
TV will pay.
No matter what, it's the same.
It's the same.
I disagree.
They don't pay.
Where they're going to get the extra money is the 14 playoff, you know, for the championship.
Because there's not going to be fans anyway.
Yeah.
So you're not
the
making
TV
money off that.
The TV contract is
already
for the
signed.
Big Ten game.
It's not.
Championship game. They're going to get that much money.
So you're telling me the Big Ten championship game, the money that comes in is static every year?
No. Well, this year's is set.
It's set.
Yes.
Yes.
So they already know what they're going to make.
Yes.
They don't go to CBS
they take
and be like.
A bid for the game.
Yeah,
from
they,
a TV
I understand
channel.
That, but ESPN, you don't think anything.
ABC,
there's
NBC.
No other additional money that comes in.
From where?
From anywhere.
I know. Where else would it come in?
Advertising. I don't know.
No, they.
So it's just the set
don't,
money.
They don't
know
care about
make.
The advertising. The TV station worries about the advertising. They said, we'll give you $10 million. If they get $12 million, they're hoping for $12 million in advertising.
So they make $2 million.
So they make $2
million. I don't agree.
They don't go and
I mean,
say,
the only extra money is attendance, and they're not going to have attendance, so it doesn't really – that doesn't – you know, even if Ohio State's there and whatever, it's going to be the same attendance.
I don't think – a TV station doesn't wait until the game is set to go and bid on it. It's already set.
I understand
set
that point.
Well, then where are they getting the extra
that's what
money?
I'm trying to
somewhere
figure out.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Hey, now whose side are you on, Chesney?
I mean,
he just said, I
die
don't
easy, Joe. I mean, making it. Come on now.
I just find it hard to believe that the dollar amount that they make from that game is already set in stone. Like,
oh,
there's got to be other avenues that come in based off that game.
No. Where the extra money would come is if they don't get into the championship series.
Okay, well,
if you don't get a big
if you only play five games, then you might not get into the championship series either.
So playing
they may
a
not
six
get in now, even yeah though I mean that's how many they're going to have five games if they win the
no
playoff.
They already have 5-0, Dad.
Oh,
what? Okay, so they're 6-0. So I mean,
that no, one, I think the championship
they were going to go in.
They were going to go with Ohio. I mean,
either way,
let's
it didn't
be
matter
real.
They're, every year it's
football
gonna
is Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, and some other whatever they Notre
yeah, maybe
Dame.
Notre Dame or Big 12.
Oklahoma.
It's set already. That's what it's going to be. The Final Four.
No, not if Clemson loses. Then I don't know what. Here's the thing. If Clemson loses to
then
Notre
who,
Dame.
Who gets in?
Coastal A&M? Carolina.
Be
I
real.
It.
No.
Who you think should get in.
Right.
Who will get in?
Well, I would take Coastal Carolina.
They will
but
not,
I don't
they're
think
not gonna
they
get
will
in. They're,
get in.
They're like ranked 11th.
I understand.
I understand.
That. But and that's another thing that I find so stupid about college football. Like, don't act like Coastal Carolina is part of it. Don't act like BYU ever has a chance. Just say we're only gonna take teams from the Power Five.
Yeah.
Because it's the truth. You can be like, oh, we're gonna be nice and give the highest non-Power Five a New Year's Day bowl, but just say you're never going to be in the college football playoff.
Not when it's four teams.
You'll never.
But you don't want any more than four.
No, you don't need more than four.
No.
Because the semifinal. No, the semifinals are already blowouts as they are.
If you get more than four, then a team like Cincinnati or Coastal Carolina could get in. They're never going to take those teams over a Power Five that's undefeated. It's not going to happen.
No, I agree. They won't. It won't happen.
It
so
won't
if
happen.
You want those teams in, then you expand it to eight.
I don't want eight because if
then
you
those teams aren't going to get in.
Well, I think they'd still take from the Power Five conference.
They would. I mean, look at the NCAA tournament. We always
you
talk
don't
about
think when there's eight teams, they would take a
oh,
one-off
may,
Cincinnati
they
or
may
one-off
put
Coastal
one
Carolina?
In, and they play Alabama first and get smoked. I just don't. I mean, college football knows where their money comes
it's
from.
A
those
business
big. Yeah, I understand that. That's right.
It's like if you look at the NCAA tournament for basketball, we always talk about how we want the smaller schools in, but they take the eighth team from the SEC instead of taking the second team from the Missouri Valley.
Right.
Why
I
do
mean,
they
down
do
to that, I agree, but there is tons of smaller teams in the tournament.
But expanding it really doesn't do.
But they have to win
the,
their tournament.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't
and do, that's, I mean, why? You got 68 teams. Why do you have to win your tournament?
We're arguing at the same point.
Why do we have to have that?
If you want those teams in, you have to expand.
But what I'm saying is expanding it doesn't even do the thing because you expand it to 68 teams and you still take the eighth team out of the SEC.
Yeah, how does the Big 12 gets 10 teams in. How does that work?
Well, don't you have to accept, kind of like with the kicker, that all of this is a little bit of show business?
No, definitely.
So, you just got to bend with, it's publicity, but we're just trying to get eyeballs.
I get that, but we have
to. If they really wanted to find a true champion, they would do the
D3. They call it the Cinderella story.
They would do the D3.
So, part of it's part of the way it's set up. It's got to be self-preserving with the cash flow.
But my only problem is, these small teams, if they have a great year, they're 28-4, whatever, and they lose their conference tournament, they're out.
Yeah, Coastal
not
Carolina.
Not 100% of the time. No, they're not.
99% of the time. Coastal Carolina is undefeated. They've played 10 games, 11 games, whatever they are.
So who should they be in over right now?
Well, I'm telling you, if they should be over at Clemson, because Clemson lost. Sorry.
So you're just saying
I don't know about that yet. If Clemson loses again.
You would take Coastal Carolina over Clemson right now?
Listen, I understand Clemson is going to beat them 99 times out of 100. But why do we have this the mirage of, we're going to let the little guy in.
Hold on.
But we're really not going to let the little guy in. We act like the little guy has a chance, but the little guy has no shot.
Right now, today, you would say Coastal Carolina deserves to be ranked higher than Clemson?
Yeah.
Why?
Who has Clemson beat?
I don't know.
Exactly. About the same good amount of people that Coastal Carolina's beat. Okay, you're going
to
say they beat.
So their one loss is to who?
Notre Dame.
And they're ranked what?
Two, probably. Or three. Okay. I don't know. I like I said,
Coastal. Hey, Coastal Carolina played a team
Liberty
that high?
They were ranked up.
But they didn't get to play them because of COVID. They beat BYU, though.
BYU was ranked.
Yeah, I know. But were they ranked number two?
Well, no. But 10, 8.
But your one loss is to the second-ranked team. Are you telling me that Clemson is not one of the top four teams in this
I'm not
country?
Saying – but
okay, if Clemson loses to Notre Dame again –
yeah, who do you want in?
Who do you want in?
I mean, I would love for Coastal Carolina to be in. I don't think they're going to get in.
I don't either. And that's what he's saying.
Would Cincinnati
it's unfair.
Be – Cincinnati.
Okay, that's fine, too.
But
one of those
I'll
two should be in.
The A&M will go in.
I know. And that's not right.
I don't know that it's not right.
Because the SEC is not the SEC.
Their only losses to Alabama, the number one team.
But the SEC is not the SEC of years before. They're not as good, I don't think.
How so?
The other teams are not as good.
LSU's not good. Auburn's not good.
Coach fired.
Yeah, Ole Miss is terrible. Mississippi State is terrible. I mean,
Georgia, Florida, Bama,
Georgia isn't all that either.
They're top 10, Dad.
Well, top 10 is just people saying. I mean, that's all I can go is by Texas. Texas will start out the year.
Texas, here we go. What are we talking
no,
about?
Wait, let him finish his point. He's
Texas
exactly right.
Texas will be number
eight.
Eight in the beginning of the year. They lose. They go down to number 12.
Are they
really? Lose again. They go to number 19. Whereas Coastal Carolina is at the bottom, but they go undefeated. They're 9-0. They go up to number
65.
11. They go up to number 11. They lose a game. They go out to number 35.
Because day in and day out, they're not playing the same competition that the top teams are playing.
I mean, that's debatable.
And the ratings sell.
Let's look at Coastal Carolina's schedule. Kansas,
big money universities get.
Okay, so they beat a Big 12 team.
Yeah.
There you go.
A terrible team. Campbell.
It's a power five.
Who the hell is Campbell?
No idea.
Arkansas State.
Okay. They just hired.
A good win. A decent win. Louisiana Lafayette.
Okay.
Georgia Southern.
Okay.
Georgia State.
Yeah.
South Alabama.
Boom.
Appalachian State.
That's top 25 team.
No, they're not.
They're good. They've been good. They beat Michigan 1 year and Michigan.
That was 20 years ago.
No,
what
I don't think
about?
So.
But they're
Texas
in the top.
State.
Okay.
They didn't even have a football team 10 years ago.
No, Texas State has had a football team for a long time.
BYU, great win. Troy, who are these people?
DeMarcus Ware went to Troy. You know, that's a good
Texas
school.
State, that's where your sister went to school.
I know, and their football team sucks.
All I know is my college football knowledge died when Texas Tech lost to Tech.
Do you not
wreck them?
You rail on Alabama for playing teams like that, right?
But when you're supposed to be the big dog, when you, because no one will. Here's the problem.
My point. You're playing a different level of competition every weekend.
Oh, granted, but when they tell you these teams are making that they got a chance, all we're saying is
they don't really.
They really don't have a chance.
I agree with you. I'm not arguing against you.
Well, it sounds like it to me.
Yeah, it sure does.
Why didn't you leave the room?
I'm out.
Crown their ass.
No, my argument against
you, I'll hang up and listen,
is that Coastal Carolina should be in over a one-loss Clemson team is absurd.
Well, let's hope.
No, because Clemson's going to have to beat Notre Dame.
We said a two-loss Clemson team, and then you said we're putting in A&M.
Agree. Because A&M would be a one-loss team, and their loss would be to the number one team.
Okay.
That is hell more deserving than
Coastal
Carolina.
You're part of the establishment.
Sorry. It's just common sense, really.
No. So A&M, just because they played Alabama, just because they happened to be in the same conference with them, who else did A&M beat? Please tell me these great wins that A&M has had.
Never said that.
No. Well. You just said they.
Nope. I didn't say great wins, but their schedule is definitely harder than Coastal Carolina's schedule. Vanderbilt.
Oh, that's a good one. 0-9. 0-9.
Terrifying kicker.
Did that girl kick?
Alabama.
Okay, they lost.
Number 10, Florida.
Okay, Florida's lost two games.
And they won.
But Florida's lost.
At the time, they were undefeated. Mississippi State.
Well, at the time.
Mississippi State. Wow, that's a great team.
Better than everybody on
the Coastal Carolina
schedule
except for two. What's Mississippi State's record?
Arkansas.
BYU.
Arkansas.
Again, better
terrible.
Than everybody except for two teams on their schedule.
What's Arkansas?
South Carolina.
Terrible. Fired their head coach.
Better than everybody on Coastal Carolina's schedule.
They're so good they fired their coach.
LSU.
Terrible.
Terrible. They just beat a top 10 team. Awful. Defending national champs. Terrible.
Okay.
Look at LSU.
Auburn.
Terrible. Tennessee. They fired their head coach. Tennessee's won three games. Like, what do you want? Just because they're in the SEC doesn't mean they're
good.
Do you
understand? If any of these teams played Coastal Carolina's schedule, what would their record be?
I have no idea.
Do you think it would be the same?
Maybe this year.
Yeah. But why? I mean, we are acting like – you're acting like just because they beat Tennessee, who has three wins on
they
the year.
They play a harder schedule.
Okay.
Whatever. Every year.
We will
simple.
You said South Carolina fired their coach. Auburn fired their coach because they suck. But they're good teams.
I didn't say they were good teams. I said they were better teams than Troy or Texas State. Argue me on that.
Yeah, Texas State isn't very good.
Yeah, get them on.
Thank you,
Troy.
Georgia State. Cool.
Georgia State won a bowl game last year.
So they can come into the SEC and compete.
I don't follow that closely.
No, they couldn't.
That's my argument.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
You play a Power 5 SEC schedule?
Well, we just
like Utah ago with Urban Meyer. They didn't deserve it.
I'm your dad.
You're grounded. Tell him.
You're grounded.
Yeah, talking back to him.
Pulling weight.
I mean, remember when Utah didn't deserve to play in the playoff and they played Alabama and rolled them? Do you remember that? Oh, because they don't play a tougher schedule.
Remember Boise State?
Oh, yeah, beat Oklahoma. Remember when UCF beat Auburn a couple years ago? But they don't deserve to play the big dogs.
I mean, give them a shot, whatever.
What's it hurt? What does it hurt to let them play? Why would you rather put a one-loss A&M team?
Y'all are both so freaking hard-headed. I have never said that none of them deserve to play.
You just
We're
did.
Arguing
you,
strength of
no,
schedule.
No, you just said A&M deserves to be in.
Yes.
But why not give Coastal Carolina or Cincinnati, if they're undefeated, a chance?
Because
they're
not as good as A&M.
But you'll never know if you don't let them play the big dogs.
Okay, increase it to 8 and let them play.
No, see, what? No, OU gets in. OU gets in, OU, and they get dominated. A&M,
they'd put in USC.
What?
I mean,
when has USC been in there?
They're going to win the Pac-12.
Yeah,
they're not going to get in
this year. That's who they would put in if it was 8 teams, because the Power Conference run.
Yeah,
football.
So you get then you put in 5 conference champions and then 3 at large.
And those out larges would be
A&M.
USC.
No, USC would be the champion that got in.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Florida, A&M.
Hell, Texas would still have a shot.
Absolutely.
No, they wouldn't.
Sad truth.
I'll just give up. It's not going to work.
That's how you do it. You just browbeat them down.
Yeah, just argue with him until you're blue in the face, and then he gives up. He backs up because he's like, that money comes from somewhere. I don't know where, but somewhere.
That's not what I said.
Was that what he said?
Run the tape.
Run the tape.
Run the tape.
That is exactly what you said.
No,
now,
that's exactly not what I said.
No, you.
Your solution
all right,
is like,
all
let
right.
him in, let him
move
in,
on,
let him play.
Move on.
Let him in, let him play. Well, they're not going to do it. Increase the date. Well, those two won't do it. So what's your solution?
No, I'm saying – let them play. Why don't they let them play? That's what I want to know. Why? What does it hurt, like on a year like this, when you – I mean, let's say Clemson loses. That's what I'm saying. If Clemson loses to Notre Dame, they should put Cincinnati or Coastal Carolina in.
Why?
Just because it's that kind of – like,
because nobody else is just really outstanding.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think A&M's outstanding, but their schedule is much tougher than either of those teams have played.
So
– and they only have one loss to the number one team.
I'm trying to get this straight. So if Rutgers'
only loss was to Ohio State, they should get in.
Because they're
over who?
Over Coastal Carolina.
What?
Over Coastal Carolina. If Rutgers only had one loss and it was to Ohio State, should they be in?
What is the rest of their schedule? No.
Big Ten.
It's better than Coastal Carolina's.
So they beat every other Big Ten team
yes.
and they're 11-1?
But they didn't play. See, that's the thing.
They're 5-1.
Then no.
Well, that's what A&M did.
How many games has A&M played?
They played 8 games.
Okay. So 8.
And they're 7-1.
8 is the number?
There's no static number, but I'm saying the remaining.
5-1 is not.
The 7
wins.
You
can't put Rutgers in because their name is Rutgers.
No.
That was the point there.
Their 7
wins. I know,
wins,
I understand that.
Their 7 wins are better than any win Rutgers has.
Okay. All right.
Do y'all understand how this works? It's pretty simple.
So okay. If Rutgers all beat right. Northwestern,
are we
Wisconsin.
Just making stuff up now?
Yes.
Okay.
That's how you do it
good
in
argument.
Sports.
Yes, that's what I'm asking you.
We're just making stuff up. Let's go.
That's why these iPhones are terrible.
Who is Rutgers beat?
Get called
no,
out.
No, Rutgers isn't.
You can
I'm
look
not,
up things.
What I'm saying is, if Rutgers was, Rutgers isn't even 5-1. They've lost games. That's what I'm saying. But if they were only a one-loss Rutgers team, I'm saying you wouldn't put them in because they're named Rutgers.
No,
you and you even said
false.
That.
What's the rest of their schedule look like?
They beat Wisconsin. They beat the Big Ten. So what?
They're in the Big Ten conference.
Yeah,
I understand that.
Okay. Well, then,
so it's the same thing.
Is there wins within the Big Ten? Hypothetically, we're making up here. Do they equal what A&M beat a top 10 team? I don't know.
Florida's not top 10.
Is BYU a top 10 team?
They were 18. Because they were.
But see, polls are.
They're stupid.
They're subjective, too, okay. Because big names.
So what do you want?
I want Coastal Carolina in.
You just want Coastal Carolina, no matter what. Got it.
Or Cincinnati. No, okay. I don't care. Who cares about college football?
So you know what that goes
back to?
We've
got fantasy in the pros.
You know what that goes
back
to?
That is a typical day at the box house. 30 years experience
so
right here.
Y'all's argument goes back to teams not playing anybody challenging. And just stacking their schedule so they can be undefeated and have a chance. Yeah. Is that what you want?
No. BYU,
is that what you want?
You're wrong.
That's Alabama.
That's Alabama.
Yeah.
BYU.
It's not Alabama.
It works for them.
That's what.
They have one tough game a year when LSU's good.
Exactly.
That's simply not true.
Oh, okay.
Who is good in their?
A&M's good.
They've had one good year this year.
Okay.
We're
talking
year. Normal.
Normal. A&M is usually a 8-5 team. Wow, that's so great.
Okay, so the year that A&M wasn't good, years past, LSU was good.
Yeah, they had one good game.
That's it. One good game the whole year. Auburn?
Auburn's hadn't been good.
Good.
No, they
Auburn
have not.
Not
recently,
while.
But they have.
Okay. All right, what's your next topic?
God.
Y'all are idiots.
Wait, thank you.
I just
talk to your dad like that.
I just love the way you're just hung up on the fact that A&M has played a tough schedule. But if you look at those teams they've played, yeah. Their records aren't very good
because they also play other Power Five teams. But I'm saying if you're Coastal Carolina, you had two games versus really good competition.
Okay, and they answered the call.
Sure.
What is the saying? You play what's been put in front of you.
You and can only play the nice. Team on your schedule. And I mean, Coastal Carolina. Here's the schedule. Thing: Coastal Carolina was supposed to play Liberty. With 2 days' notice, they said, hey, who wants to play us?
Bravo.
We'll play. And BYU flew
it.
Down. They weren't even prepared for BYU. They were preparing for Liberty. So they had 2 days to get
and
ready.
If you listen
That's
to
awesome.
All the experts, BYU was going to kill them.
Kill them.
Yeah. I love that. That was
because
awesome.
That quarterback from BYU.
It may have been the game of the year.
Plus, BYU has all 30-year-old men playing.
That's true. And that quarterback's supposed to be NFL caliber first-round yeah. draft pick.
I still think he is.
Well, yeah, he's good.
No, I'm just saying, like, in Coastal Carolina, handle business.
Yeah, I think he should awesome. Go to the 49ers.
No, they got Nick Mullins, man. He's
oh,
good.
Oh, God.
Kid, I think Nick Mullins is our quarterback of the future.
Stop it.
Well, that's what Keith says.
I don't. Keith is slipping a little.
Now,
and his talent evaluation.
Okay, your talent evaluation. Jalen Hurts is blank. After yesterday, everybody, what are they going to do with Carson Wentz? The future's Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts is the future.
Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, my God.
He's adequate. I'll say he's good.
He's adequate.
He's
yeah.
going to be he's gonna be an all right quarterback.
The only reason I say that is because let them have Jalen Hurts, and we'll take on that battered and broken project of Carson Wentz. Bring him on over to the 49ers.
You want
let,
that rehab project?
Yeah. Let Kyle Shanahan.
Was the foundation yeah, good? I'm not sure about that.
Let Shanahan.
He's a pretty good
Let Shanahan remove that rust and polish that one up a little bit.
And giving him an offensive line that can block.
I will say I think Jalen Hurts is
our offensive
a
line
winner.
Couldn't block yesterday.
He won at Alabama. He won at Oklahoma.
He won in high school.
I mean, I don't think he's a stud, but
he can win a game or two.
He seems to be a winner.
Short-lived.
Would you rather have Hurts or would you rather have as far as Wentz on your team on that right now?
What team?
Well,
I don't know.
49ers?
Wentz is pretty.
Give me Wentz.
Really?
Really? I might take Hurts and try and get him to throw because he's – I just think
have fun with that.
He's a winner.
It doesn't work.
I mean, you said – I mean, Josh Allen has improved his
Hurts
throwing.
Hurts coming out of college.
Say that again?
Hurts is Wentz coming in. I mean, they said the
what?
Same thing about Wentz coming out of college as they do Hurts now.
I don't even think that's even close. Wentz is a pocket guy.
No. I thought he ran with North Dakota.
I think everybody gets so caught up in the, oh, my gosh, they won one game. There's no tape on Jalen Hurts in the NFL.
That's true.
The whole game plan, they switched up, get him outside the pocket, run him around. I want to see after
he rushed for 100 yards.
But did he do anything that crazy, though, either? I mean,
no.
It's not like he was.
No, he doesn't get in trouble.
You can have Hurts. It's not going to work. He can't throw from the pocket.
I think the defense.
He couldn't throw in college.
They caught up with Jackson.
Taysom Hill was the next Joe Montana, and I mean, here we are 3 weeks later, and I thought he was against Denver. He couldn't throw the ball. I watched it. I was like, ooh, looks ugly. And yesterday. They fall behind a little bit.
It's not going to work.
It hurts him. He looks like a fullback.
You have to be able to throw from the pocket.
You had to be able to throw your team back into the game.
So you can do it that way and win a game or two, but you can't. You're not going to win in the playoffs. You're not going to win conference championships. You're not going to win Super Bowl. So,
well,
if your goal is to win a couple games here and there,
I mean, Jackson won conference.
No, he didn't.
Didn't he win last
year? He won division.
He won his division.
Oh well, that's what I meant.
And then got to the playoffs and lost.
Well, they lost. And here's the thing. I think you have to be able to throw your team back into it. Lamar Jackson, the thing, MO was get a double-digit lead and make him throw it.
Right, or just get the lead.
And then it's like, uh-oh, we can't just run the ball and control the clock.
Right.
Jalen Hurts, they had the lead, or they were tied the whole game. Then they finally take the lead, so he doesn't have to worry about it. And Taysom Hill, all of a sudden you got to throw from behind. Uh-oh, not as pretty, not as well done.
The running part is a weapon.
You think
nice.
Breeze's ribs got a little better yesterday than?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Now the Saints are in trouble. They're in a pickle because they play the Chiefs this weekend, and the Saints are now no longer the number one seed. But you need Drew Breeze 100% healthy. But I think home field advantage is huge, is the most important to the New Orleans Saints.
Is it this year, though?
Yes, you want to know why?
Because
you do not want Drew Brees outside in the cold weather. You need Drew Brees in the dome to lead you to the Super Bowl. So they are in a big predicament. Do they bring Drew Brees back this weekend for the Chiefs to try to at least stay in the home field race? Because if they lose this, it's over. It's over, and they can't get home field advantage.
Put bubble wrap around them.
But even so, this year the number one seed is even more important because there's only one bye.
Yeah. Well, the Chiefs aren't playing as well right now as they have been.
Right. They're not meeting expectations. They're not as explosive and amazing because they can't run the football. All
except
they do
for
is
Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill. Or
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill. Yes.
Oh.
No. That's on our fantasy Bulldogs.
Bulldogs.
I'm just looking. I look at the Saints and I'm like, they're in trouble. If they have to decide Drew Brees, oh, we're going to wait an extra week and we're going to say screw home field advantage, or we're going to bring you out and try to beat the Chiefs and stay in it. I don't know who the Packers' last few games are, but they're probably not very hard.
You got to just keep Brees until he's healthy. You got to keep him off.
Yeah,
either the playoffs are over. Yeah,
I'd rather play indoors, but if I have to play,
who would you take right now in the NFC?
Packers.
Oh, no, because they can't run the ball either. That's
Rams.
Rams.
I'm taking the Packers. Packers Chiefs.
See, you guys, everybody is so hung up on the glitz and glamour of the Chiefs.
Chiefs, because they're 12-1.
I get it.
Every game is one ball bounce away from going the wrong way. And that's how they
so
live.
So who's your pick?
Bills.
Agree.
Wow.
Well, I think the Bills are second pick.
I agree.
Say that on
I agree.
Is that on the record?
I agree.
Is this taping?
I like the Bills. I'm not saying they're going to be in the Super Bowl, but
just said. That's your pick.
I think they're my pick.
Wow.
Well, here's
over
my thing.
Over the Steelers?
Well, here's my
pick. The Steelers don't
Steelers
look very good.
They can come back. They're
the Steelers can't run. They look old.
Culture.
They look slow.
Roethlisberger better get it.
They remind me of the Patriots. They're just slow.
Here's the problem with the Steelers. Everybody's saying they look bad. The Steelers have now played 3 games in 13 days. That's a lot of football to play in 13 days. For NFL, that's just going to wear on your body, and I think it's a bad time of the season to have that.
Yes.
There's no bye. Yeah. There's no rest. So they are in trouble because
but they lost their linebacker.
And they lost two linebackers.
Right.
And so, are they coming back? For the year?
No, they're out for the year. Yeah.
So that, I mean, that's
right.
Why.
But I just think that it was right now is a terrible time to have those three games in 13 days.
I just don't think they're explosive enough to.
They don't seem to throw deep anymore. It's just these little short passes,
and they drop a lot.
Like, it's what the Patriots did last year. They just throw these little dink offs. Like deep anymore. They don't run the ball.
Aren't they lead the league in drop passes by their?
Yes, probably.
Maybe I don't know.
That's what I've been.
I just worry about teams in the postseason that can't run the ball.
Well, then we'd worry about everybody.
No, there's teams that can run the ball.
Who?
The Browns.
The Browns.
Tennessee.
The Bills.
No, Tennessee is they can't play defense. They can't play defense.
But they can run the ball.
They can run the ball.
But that's not enough. I mean,
you've got also
the Browns. You're going to bet on the Browns?
No,
the Browns and Bills are your big money picks right now.
I didn't say the Browns are good. He was asking me who can run the ball. I don't trust Baker Mayfield enough to say they're going to go far in the playoffs. But if I'm going in the AFC, Bills, Steelers, Chiefs.
No.
I think the Chiefs and the Bills are one and one.
Third?
Yeah, that's how I would go. I'd go one.
Steelers
one
third
one
for
one
me.
I would too.
I think the Steelers defense is good enough to stop the Chiefs.
Without those linebackers?
Yes.
As long as they're not playing freaking Stephon Diggs. Jeez.
That was the second half. They were tired.
It'll take them a while to get over that one.
God dang it.
They were tired.
They weren't even trying to cover them, guys.
Think a double team is in order sometime?
If you're just going to keep throwing to them, why not? What are you doing?
But my thing
is, they're not running the ball ever. They run like 3 times a game. I mean, good God.
So the good question is the NFC. The NFC is wide open.
That's what I was asking.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's the power has shifted because in recent memory, right? That's the second time I've done that.
Good grief.
It's empty.
You're like the Steelers
He's
receiver.
Drinking.
But I think it's been the NFC has been the superior conference for a while, and I think it's not the case anymore. It's deep, but there's not really a dominant
team. There's not a dominant. I agree.
I'm going with the Packers just because I think it's Rodgers, one of his last hurrahs.
It feels like
they're playing really well.
They're on fire.
I don't love anybody else.
Here's the problem I have with the Packers.
I still think the Packers are soft.
You took it out of my mouth. If they play a physical team, they don't want they're nothing to do with it. If you punch them in the mouth,
get that Buccaneers out of my head that game.
They just got slaughtered because they got punched in the mouth and they folded like lawn chairs. They said, you know what? This was a good day at the beach, but I'm going to head on inside and I'm going to wait till tomorrow and try it again.
Same thing last year with the Niners.
Picking
twice.
Tampa Bay?
No. They look terrible.
I'm not.
No. They don't. Brady.
Except for Evans. Throw to Evans. Come
Brady
on.
Looks old.
Well, late in the season, this is what happens. They were probably fresh when it was early.
What do they do well?
Exactly.
They don't throw to Evans enough.
Yeah, Bulldogs.
They don't. They can't throw deep. They don't.
Do you like the Rams? Because I love the Rams.
I do like the Rams.
You love the Rams?
Love the Rams.
Is a strong word.
Love the Rams. They play defense.
They do.
I love the Rams.
They
I don't
run.
Love Jared Goff.
I was going to say, I remember 1 week Jared Goff.
1 week. Everybody has a bad week.
What about that bad week that you just talked about when they got slaughtered by 45 and they didn't get up the ground because they're soft, the Packers?
Yeah. That's one week.
It's a trend, though.
It's what happened last year when they played the 49ers in the playoffs.
Twice.
They got smacked in the mouth and
the
they said,
Rams didn't make the playoffs.
Always the
win last year?
Last year.
Why are we living it last year?
You just talked about the Packers last year.
But I'm talking about how they were soft.
Yes.
And then they got beat. They were soft this year.
Do you see the logic in this room? Is just
It's always
so
circle
stupid.
Logic. It's real. Yeah.
That was such bad logic.
You're talking about a culture of a team and a mindset goes over, multiple seasons. The Rams dealt with a ton of injuries last year.
One bad year.
Okay.
The Super Bowl hangover is real.
It is real. It's true.
I would probably take the Packers because they're going to have to go to Green Bay.
I love the Rams. I hesitate because of Goff. That's it.
What about Seattle?
Always overlooked.
No, Seattle.
Always overlooked.
Seattle doesn't have a defense. Their
defense
is horrible. But
you got to go to Green Bay to play, and it's probably going to be snowing.
Seattle's always going to be dangerous, but I just don't think they have it all.
They're just depending too much on Wilson.
Not too complete a team, just too
it's
weak
not
on
complete.
The yeah.
Their defense has improved, but I think
too many holes.
You can just throw on them all day. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for Metcalf. He's good.
We love Metcalf.
I said you can throw the Seahawks defense.
No, he's saying that because he likes to give shout outs to his fantasy players.
I know, it's so weird.
Like, I love
it. We're talking about their defense. He's like, except for Metcalf.
Who
plays offense?
He acts like these guys are listening. And he's
listening.
Hey, DK, I got your back, dude. Don't worry about DK. Love you, DK.
You
got
to give him shout outs, man.
That's right.
Maybe that's why I didn't win.
Yeah, we don't hear anything from these other two. No shout outs from them.
No.
Why?
Yeah, because they're out of it. Go Bulldogs.
Is that funny? Is that funny?
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
No.
Like, I don't understand why you guys think it's funny to, you know, I'm over it. I've been out for a few weeks.
You ever heard the saying that pride goeth before the fall? I mean, hey. You're setting yourselves up. You're celebrating and you haven't won anything.
No, I'm not celebrating. We beat lose you. That's all I care about.
No, you haven't. You're still.
You didn't beat me.
We're alive longer
so
by the calendar.
So what place are you going to come in?
Okay.
But did you beat me?
Yes, we're ahead of you. We played a tougher schedule.
Oh, there we go. Get the metrics out.
Who did you beat?
You're Coastal Carolina, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, batter's box. You're Coastal Carolina.
I think it's actually flipped.
No, they played the tougher schedule. That's why they had more losses.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
That makes total sense.
Well, that's
it is. Look at this. I mean, they were lying. Everybody had a good team. That was a crazy. Ray was right. That was a crazy division to be a part of.
Everybody was good.
Way to go, White Claws. You're tough.
Chicken before the egg? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know what you guys are arguing. I mean,
was everybody really good or was it everybody really mediocre?
Everybody was really good.
Okay.
We took a poll and we win.
I'm with us. Toolbox.
What is he
whatever
talking
he says.
About? What poll is
whatever
he
says.
What is he talking about? What poll?
We did a.
I think it's time for some stories from the hood.
Oh, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Before we go any further, I'm in sort of a little bit of a jam today.
Uh-oh.
Oh, this is real.
This morning, my wife says, is today the 13th? And I go, I don't know.
What day is
she
it?
She goes,
oh, damn.
Look at the calendars. Tell me what day it is.
I said, oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
She says, I said, oh, it's the 14th. 5 minutes later, she goes, you know that's our anniversary, don't you?
Ouch.
That hurt.
Question.
Oh.
What number anniversary?
46.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay.
I swear we talked about this last year.
Probably. Okay.
1974, isn't that right? 46?
Okay, so what is your, what do you mean?
So I want to wish my wife a happy anniversary, even though she probably never hear it. But
it's out there in the universe.
No,
I'll go home and play it for her.
So did she know it was your anniversary and she was just setting you up?
Yes.
So what are you going to do?
I said happy anniversary. What else are you going
to do? Oh, God. You know,
winner!
We took a bowl and I won!
I told her.
So you're not going to stop on the way home and get her any kind of flowers?
We won yesterday in fantasy football. That's
last night at the house, this is the best part. She's like, I mean, my dad goes to bed early. Dad goes to bed early. And he's walking around the house, and it's like 11:30. And he just keeps talking about it, and my mom goes, he's so hyped up, he's not going to go to sleep tonight. Like, he is so excited about this win. The adrenaline is going so much that he is not going to go to sleep
fantasy
tonight.
Fantasy football, baby. When like it's good, it's great.
Like, he usually goes to bed at 9 p.m.
I do not.
That's what she
said. We want the dogs at 10.
Oh,
and then
sorry.
I go to bed.
It's 11:30, and he's still talking about it. He went, and then this morning he goes, I checked the score. I still won.
It's been a rough year for me.
I mean, so yeah.
No, wait a minute. Yesterday at the beginning, we go over to Batterbox's house, and everyone's going, because he's in, I don't know, 100 leagues. And they're saying, so, if you win them all, how much are you going to get?
Yeah. It's all about the payout this time of year.
Well, not for me.
But you got to win them all.
I don't care about the payout. Let's just, it's fun.
You just want to know the facts.
I'm still stinging from the Super Bowl in 2020, and now this, right?
Your corona all over.
I know. This year has been terrible. I'm ready to move on.
I hear it's been pretty tough.
What's been making it tough? I mean, besides the fact you can't see anybody, you can't do anything, you can't go anywhere, you can't.
And my teams are terrible.
No, this is my year. I finally retire. Not going to do anything because I want to play with the grandkids.
Oh.
Immediately after.
Immediately. Corona. Can't see the grandkids. How is that?
Now, let's talk about – this is something interesting. I don't know if you know this, Chess Day Forrest, whatever your name is. Do you know the reason he retired?
I thought he just said it to
– No. But do you know what made him get to that point, that moment?
I'm going to take a guess because I think I remember. Kobe Bryant.
Correct.
Bam!
So – Kobe Bryant dies in the helicopter crash with his daughter and the other friends of theirs. And my dad, batter tools box. God, I keep getting you guys confused. Toolbox. He had the realization. He was like, I don't know. He doesn't get sad when celebrities or athletes die or anything like that.
I don't know him.
Right. But this one hit you.
Well, yeah, his circumstance hit me.
It hit him, and he told me, he was like, it made me realize, like, why am I still going to work? Like, why am I still going and flipping houses every day when I could be spending time with my grandkids and not doing this? Like, I don't.
Well, also, I fell off a roof.
That'll do it too.
Yeah. But the Kobe thing, it's like he worked his whole life to get to that. And he was younger, and I guess, I don't know. But then he retired.
Well, it just makes you realize, I mean, it's nothing's guaranteed.
Nothing.
And I mean, I understand most people, you can't. I never could have done it if I was 45. So, but now I'm.
The opportunity came.
The opportunity, and what the heck?
Which was interesting to me because that made him realize, and then he retires, says, I'm done, walks away, and then COVID hit. But yeah. It's still crazy to me that.
But I mean, Kobe's, I still get to see him, just not like I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I thought we'd go do stuff, and, you know, we got to be safe. And wear your mask.
It's just amazing to me that the Kobe Bryant's death was this year, and it shook him that much.
Has anybody else had a celebrity death affect him? I mean, I didn't make any life-changing decisions, but I don't know why to this day. When Prince died, it got me. Don't know why, but I can. Whatever Toolbox was feeling,
see, it those got me. Those kind of deaths don't affect me because they've sort of brought it on themselves. And I mean, I understand we all have our bad habits, whatever, but
I mean, I like. Do you need to go smoke?
Yes.
Yes, but go. Yeah, I'm with
but,
you.
But did Kobe's you hear the smoker was, content?
You know,
the podcast?
Out of the middle of nowhere, just you crash and you're gone. It'd be like driving, you know, if a celebrity driving down the highway, someone ran into him or whatever. But, you know, he was flirting with it anyway because he was having doctors give him drugs and stuff. So
talking about Prince.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, but you didn't know, I mean, that at the time. I mean, all you know is Prince had died.
Right. I understand. I mean, like, it's sad anybody dies.
Yes, but I'm with you when the celebrities like Prince and Michael Jackson, when they're known to have partied, they partied a lot, and they're, you know what I mean? They've wrecked their bodies.
Well, Prince didn't really, even later in his career, he cut out songs because they were too, I don't know a better word for it right now, but then raunchy. He had kind of found a spiritualism, so he had been living a cleaner, purer life for a while. I knew that going in, so but I get your point.
I'll give you one, Stevie Ray Vaughan. I mean, it's sad. He gives up all the drugs and drinking and everything and then dies in a helicopter crash.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather kept drinking and doing drugs if I'm going to die in a helicopter crash. Yeah. I mean,
I see a common denominator here.
Helicopters.
Yeah. No thanks.
Yeah.
When are you I'm not riding your helicopter ride?
Too soon.
Yeah.
No, but the Kobe one, I don't know if I'd made any life-changing.
Wait. Did you listen to the podcast where.
Is it called Lunchbox? The Sore Losers?
Yeah. Where Lunchbox was going off on smokers?
Yes.
No.
You know that what I did funny. The other day?
Did you blow some smoke in his face?
Yes.
No. The Kobe death, it didn't like change my life, but that one was like,
it was sad.
Holy crap. Sad.
I talked to the guy when we found out. I talked to the guy who was buying some clothes, I think, and then there was a guy in line and we were waiting and we both looked at each other and started talking about Kobe. Like, just couldn't believe it because we basically got the information at the same time. So it was heavy. That one was heavy.
It was a big shock. I mean,
and I think that one was because he was young.
Yes.
And he's about the same age as we are. I mean, Batter's Box is 45, but
I thought he's 46.
Not 45.
Oh, you're 46?
No.
So, and we saw his NBA, you know what I mean? We saw him from 18 years old.
Well, you grew up with him.
Yeah, grew up with him is basically.
Yeah.
And so that one hit me a little bit like, holy crap, that's weird and crazy and strange. But the other ones, they're older and they're like Bob Gibson. I know that was my dad's favorite baseball player growing up.
No, you're wrong.
Nope.
Stan?
I know.
Who?
Ken Boyer.
Yep. Wow. Ken Boyer. Gibson was one.
Hold on. Somebody just became the favorite again.
Hold on.
It's not even close.
Let me correct what I was going to say.
Probably no one's heard of Ken.
Oh, no. He wants to go back and
he
correct.
Used to skip school to take the L down to Chicago to Wrigley Field to watch Bob Gibson pitch when he would pitch against the Cubs.
Against that Ferguson was Jenkins.
That was where I was going with this.
That's not what she said.
But if you would let me talk. Good God, you're like Ray and Eddie, interrupting every 2 seconds.
What?
Sports penis.
I'll hang up and listen.
Because Forrest and I met Bob Gibson.
That's right.
And
he was sort of a jerk.
Hey, it's Lunchbox. I met Bob Gibson.
No. This is what happened. It was at a card show. And I was so excited to get something signed for my dad.
That's cool.
Because
Did you think it was cute?
No, what do you mean? Do I think he's cute? No,
that was.
I know what he's doing. I'm playing along. Okay. Like I was playing along. And I knew the story about my dad skipping school all the time and growing up in Chicago, going down to watch Bob Gibson pitch against the Cubs. So I was so excited to get the Bob Gibson autograph and tell him the story. And you buy a ticket when you get to the card show to have something signed, and you give it to them when you get up there. So Forrest and I both buy one, and we go up there, and I can't find my ticket. And I'm like, oh, no.
Wait. How long in between the time you bought the ticket and then you got up there?
An hour.
Easy.
Yeah, because you walk around. Show. Yeah, you look at cards, you're shopping, and there's a certain time.
So you didn't buy the ticket and immediately
get one. Okay. There's a certain time that Bob Gibson's going to be there, and so you're just there early enough to get a ticket because they only sell a certain amount of tickets.
Gotcha.
At least that's what they say to you to make you buy a ticket. Yeah. And so you shop around, and you probably set it down somewhere, and I get up there to get something signed by Bob Gibson, and I can't find my ticket. And so I never got to tell Bob Gibson my story. Because I had to go back to the front to ask them for another ticket and try to explain the situation. And it ended up, he just signed it and gave it to Forrest. And Forrest brought me the autographed Bob Gibson. So I never got to tell Bob Gibson the story about my dad skipping school to go watch him pitch at Wrigley Field.
Bob Gibson dodged that bullet.
Yeah. He said, I just want to sign and get that.
Hey, Bob Gibson. I got this story, my dad. He's like, man, I've heard that story. Never heard that story before.
I think I saw him there.
Was he the one wearing
that? I remember that guy. You're Lunchbox's dad.
We were like 10 years old, and I was so excited to tell Bob Gibson that story.
There you go. Yeah.
And I never got to tell him. Rest in peace, Bob.
Rest in peace.
Yep.
God.
Lou Brock, Dal Maxville, Julian Javier, Mike Shannon.
Are we just naming baseball players now?
Now we're naming all the
Tim
Cardinals.
Tim McCarver.
Brett Tabragan.
No, he's naming all the Cardinals.
That played at that time. Got That's it. When they were real good.
No, they're always good. They're still good.
It's the Cardinal way.
I need to get something on my chest. Okay. We need to, since I'm back on here, one of my favorite things that's always been on the Sore Losers podcast, right?
I know it is.
I need it to come back. And I want to shout out to the Sore Losers Facebook group, right? They had a poll up, and I think it was like 90% to 10% to bring back Would You Rather.
Okay, so
you want to hear this?
Let's do it.
There is a national program on at night. I don't know what the name of it was, but they did Would You
Would you rather?
Yes. Should we call the attorneys? What's going on here?
No, we didn't patent it.
They would do a would you rather. Now, it wasn't quite as gross as this one, but they would do would you rather. They do it now. Not every night, but.
Not every night, see?
Well,
respectful.
Okay, maybe we should do it once a week. But here's the problem. No one, they don't want to participate because they're gross. I think that's what makes it fun. If it was easy, then it would not be any fun. That's the whole point of doing Would You Rather.
Yeah, theirs was more Would You Rather play baseball for this team or that team.
Okay.
I mean, it was great, but I thought it was pretty funny they did Would You Rather.
Okay, would you rather, if I gave you a gambling ticket, Super Bowl champion, Chiefs and Packers or the field?
The field.
I mean,
you have to take the field.
You have to take the field, but I don't know. I might not. I like that. Is it even money? Do I get more odds with
the
field?
No, even money.
I got to go with the field.
Yeah, you got to go with the field.
Yeah.
I mean, do you win if just one of them does?
Yeah, just one. Well, only one can win the World Super
that's
Bowl.
That's true. I thought you meant they were in the Super Bowl.
No, I mean, I was just saying because those are the – that was Chess Day's two favorites were the Chiefs and the Packers. Yeah. So I wanted to see what you would say.
No, you got to go the field. I mean, if I'm getting money,
you got to get both right.
I'm going to take the field. I think it's going to be one of those two. But if I'm having to bet money, I'll take the field. The odds are better.
Okay. And before we go, Batter's Box, do you have a would you rather, or what are you doing? Are you like Eddie, where you're just on your phone?
I'm trying to find.
Put that apple down.
Good grief. Come on, special guest, and he just morphs into Eddie and Ray.
I know.
I mean, Ray.
Do you need it to be gross?
No, it doesn't have to be gross. Just something fun.
Okay. I mean, I was trying to look up gross ones, but I didn't really prepare for this. It just hit me in the moment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good.
I figured that out.
Yeah, no way. You didn't prepare for something? Shocking.
Oh, it is Eddie.
Hey, I've leaned into this role today, so I'm really
I mean, I know you're really in mourning. I know.
All I'll right. hang up and listen. The Big Show.
There you go.
Wow. That was good.
Crown his ass. Oh, remember last year when you did that and it broke the mic?
Yes, I do remember that.
Hilarious. That's cool.
That was Ground in this room.
Ass. Ground their ass.
All right. What's your would you rather?
Would you
rather be the Bulldogs?
Bulldogs.
Or batter's box. Or batter's box.
Anyways.
Okay, go ahead.
What was the intro? I forgot. It's time to play America's
favorite game, would you rather? No.
All right, that was good. Would you rather lose the ability to lie or lose the ability to believe what you're being told?
Whoa,
what?
This is some deep one.
What
here.
In the hell are
I
you
can
saying?
Never
I'm
lose
already
the
confused.
So you
can
lose
you
the
imagine
ability.
The trouble you get in if you
you lose the ability
lie.
To lie. You can never lie again. Or
did you
anything
ever not
that
watch
you're ever
the...
told, you can never believe it. Like you're always thinking it's a lie to you.
Oh,
does that make sense?
So you think either think everything's a lie,
or you can't lie at all.
I gotta go. You can't lie.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't lie?
Yeah, I'd take that in a heartbeat.
Do I look fat in this?
Well, that would be tough on the direct questions. It's good for your figure. It works for you. Yeah.
Do you not watch Jim Carrey?
I know, but I mean, if you were suspicious about everything somebody said, I think it would drive you crazy.
I know what you would be.
Oh, boy.
What would you think? Dad, you would say you want to...
Oh, God. I don't know. I guess I would want to not believe everybody what they said because I wouldn't know, you know. But knowing I couldn't lie, I think I'd get in big trouble.
I would.
Your mom, I'd be in big trouble. So a lot of times.
Yeah, yeah.
I would. I still don't understand the question, so I'll just say I'd rather.
Shocking. After all the arguments we've had today.
Can you read it again?
You got to throw poop or something.
Yeah,
in there.
You read it again. Read it again.
Would you rather lose the ability to lie, or lose the ability to believe anything that is told to you?
I'd rather lose the ability to believe anything told to me. Yeah.
Can you show your work? What are we talking? Why?
No. It's easy. Because, look.
You don't know you don't.
Right. You already are suspicious when people tell you things, right?
Yes.
No. Not always.
Not always, but some of the time. So
how about when Ethan and Colin came home with a car damage?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm not ever going to trust a teenager.
Okay.
I mean,
so there you go.
Likewise, usually when Lunchbox tells me something like, man,
when I listen to this podcast,
octopus
I'm very
amazing.
No,
I'm not believing that.
Oh my God, the octopus movie was really good. Like,
not believing it.
Like my octopus teacher, guys, it is 8 tentacles out of 8.
Can we not talk about this?
Like, I'm going to tell you something. Like,
would you rather? We gotta get back.
Here's the thing.
But see, you wouldn't believe that document, that show.
No, no.
Suspicious mind, man.
No.
How about this? You would not believe Survivor. You wouldn't believe any of that.
No.
Your eyes are being told something, and you would distrust it.
Well, that's what Survivor is. You got to believe you're not trusting the other individual. So I'd be great on Survivor because you already have to suspect.
I'm talking about watching.
No. Oh, I guess you could still lie.
So you'd be okay. Yeah, so that's exactly why.
That's true.
Boom. Thank you very much.
I think I'm going with a lie.
So you want to watch a depressing one we watched last night? No. What was the name of it?
The Eichmann.
Was it Octopus 2?
No.
No.
Electric Boogaloo?
No. Listen. The octopus, guys, you do not believe me. And first of all,
I don't want to keep bringing this
how
up.
How big do you think an octopus is?
I think they vary in size.
15 feet.
Exactly. You think they're huge and they can just swallow you up. They're little guys.
All of them are little?
I don't know. The one I was, I would say all of them then because, I mean.
I think they're not that big.
Yeah. So you have this picture of this octopus that can swallow you up because of cartoons and movies. Well, it's a little guy.
He's fact-checking you.
Go ahead and fact-check because I watched this guy.
I should approve their arguments so far.
This is what's great. You hear something and everyone all of a sudden pulls their phones out. It's like.
Like, I watched my octopus teacher, and it was fantastic. I was going in with a bad attitude. I was not happy. I was thinking it was going to suck, and it was excellent. It was excellent. So freaking good. Like, Game 7 of the World Series.
It was after 10:30. I had to go to bed.
Edge of your seat drama. It was so good.
What are we talking about?
I wouldn't say
my
edge
octopus
of
teacher.
Seat drama.
Because you didn't stick around and watch the dang thing. Now.
What's the time on the clock?
I mean, in the challenge? The challenge started back? Oh, my gosh.
I'm one behind, man. Please don't do this to me.
Let me tell you.
I haven't checked it out yet. Please don't do this.
Let me tell you about – where are you going?
I agree with you there.
No.
He's putting it on, and he goes to me, you don't want to watch this? And I'm like
– he's right.
No.
Everyone should be watching the challenge.
Everybody should be – listen, it is fascinating.
I walk in, and there's guys rolling around in the sand. And I'm like, what are they doing?
No, they're not rolling around in the sand. They're wrestling in the sand. They are fighting for victory.
I saw not one punch thrown. Nobody got hurt.
No, it's not a fight. It's not a fight.
Well,
they're not fighting.
What are you wrestling for?
They're trying to get the tube so they can get the order of the wires so they can win the competition.
After they wrestle a little bit, then they all just hand it around and measure. Remember what the combination is.
I'm really becoming more sympathetic to Ray and Eddie at this point.
I'm telling you guys, you guys are underestimating how big
the challenge
is. It is so huge. So many people watch it. It is such a strategic game, and it is such a fun, smart reality show. So good. So many good characters, and I mean, it's so great. And I can't go into details because Chess Day has not watched episode one, but it is fan-freaking-tastic.
Nothing but ridiculousness has been on for four straight days.
Oh, my God, that's so dumb. Oh, boy. All right, anything else you want to say before you go?
Thank you, everybody. Sorry there was so much controversy, but I had a good time.
I don't think there was a lot of controversy.
Really. He was talking about him being in the Fantasy Football League.
Go Bulldogs.
I mean,
final statement.
I think it was made a big deal of it, but I think it was only one or two people, really. I mean, I don't.
Well, hopefully, because.
No,
I mean,
Eddie and Ray didn't even want you guys in. So there's more than two people. I mean.
Well, I don't want Eddie and Ray in here.
Eddie just didn't want me in his division. He didn't care otherwise.
That's a good point.
No, he kept bringing up somebody else was in. Another person was family and.
But see that.
And I know you're probably joking, but it hurts.
Every league I'm in, somebody, the commissioner's brother or cousin is in it. I'm in three. It never fails.
Yeah, you usually play fantasy with family members.
With this that I can see, because most of the leagues you're in,
you probably know
everybody. Whereas in this, I mean, you could try and trade to build up a team, and you know, you just don't know the people. So
it's tough. It's a unique league, a unique situation with a lot.
Who's going to win tonight? Browns or Ravens?
I have the Browns.
What's the 3 points?
I don't know. I think it's one, maybe one. Even. Ravens by one. Ravens are favored.
Where's it at?
I think it's in Cleveland.
Oh. I think the Browns, but I could be talked out of it. I mean, I'm not a.
No way. Couldn't you be talked out of it?
Yeah, I wouldn't easily put big money on it, but I would say the Browns.
It's at Cleveland, and the line is even. At least it was earlier.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm going to take Cleveland, and I need them to hold.
I need
Lamar
Chubb. I need Chubb.
30.
I need Chubb for three touchdowns. Chubb for three touchdowns.
No, let's not
it's
do
not,
that.
It's not cool.
Oh, remember how arrogant you guys were earlier?
Yeah.
Remember that? Remember
yeah.
how that
it's
feels?
Not over till it's over, but that well, wasn't cool.
Yes.
Oh, hey, hey,
we won because Bubs conceded at 4 o'clock. Yesterday.
Now, do you want
the record?
Do you want to talk about before we go the best? I mean, the best burn that our father has ever had. I mean, the he cut Forrest deep when we were 12 years old, maybe 13,
oh, no.
14.
Oh, yeah. Oh no,
I still remember that.
I mean, we,
what are we talking about here?
All right, so we were on the same soccer team, and we had a game in Bastrop, which is about 30 to 40 minutes outside of Austin. And so we drive out to the game, and Forrest somehow forgot to bring his cleats, his shin guards.
You forget your bag, it's
and his
everything's
socks.
In there.
He forgot everything.
You gotta, this is Forrest.
12-year-old version.
All
you know.
The time.
And yeah. so he had to wear Dennis Bones tennis shoes. He had to borrow shin guards, borrow socks. And some guy on Bastrop dribbled right around Forrest. I mean, juked him out of his
nutmeg
shorts.
That.
No,
it was,
just boop, 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 boop.
It was bad. I got my ankles broke.
And the ankles were broken. Like, you know how they do on SportsCenter where they replay it five times? Like, And he comes out of the game, and my dad looks at him and goes, hey, man, I think you forgot your jock over there.
12-year-old Forrest was not happy.
Oh, my gosh. It is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Did he say it like within earshot of the whole team?
He just subbed him out. And he's coming off the field, and he goes, hey, man.
I know, but when he said the jock line, did anybody else
I don't know
hear it?
I, mean, I just... heard it. I mean, Coach just stuck it right
in
Because
it would have been better if you had waited until, like,
oh, my gosh,
when everybody was
so
down.
Freaking funny.
That's good.
It was great. And they still remain friends to this day.
Teammates to this day.
Yeah.
Co-managers.
Now, I know this is going way long, but what about James Harden? Where, if you are a team, would you trade for James Harden?
No.
Hell to the no. He wants
out
of Houston.
Well, it depends what you I have to give up.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
I mean, I'm not going to
pay. For what he's going to command, I'm not going to pay.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay if they want top dollar, but if they want 50 cents on the dollar, I'll take him.
Yeah, but I don't know how you can put him in. I just think about the way he plays, and I feel like it
exactly.
just completely changes your entire team.
Well, it does, but
– I'm not a James Harden fan.
Well, I just
not,
don't
not,
think
I
James
like,
Harden
– I don't like watching it, but if I had a team –
But I don't think he's an NBA champion. Like, he's not champion teammate material. Like, I don't think you can play with him and win a championship. Yes, you're going to put butts in the seat. It's going to be exciting.
Score
you're
going
to win games. He's going to score a lot of points. But I don't think
Do you
can.
Do you know he has more three-pointers over the last 3 years than Curry?
Well, Curry's been hurt. I mean, he sat out a whole year.
Well, but that's still pretty.
Well, I mean,
it was a good stat until you had to poke holes in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, why the hell bring up facts? God.
I'm just saying, all this rumor is that James Harden wants out of Houston. And, man, the Nets, whatever you are, the Nets, I already think you screwed up by getting rid of your coach. Your coach was awesome. And you brought in Kyrie, who I hate. And you had something building there. Do not trade for James Harden. Harden,
no,
Durant, and Irv,
Who,
and
Nets?
Kyrie.
Oh, my God.
That would be a disaster.
Yeah, there's not enough balls.
There is not enough balls to go around. But all you Rocket fans, I know you think I hate the Rockets. I just hate Harden. And I think you made a terrible trade. Westbrook is better than John Wall. But whatever.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, Westbrook plays harder.
Hold on. The trade
had to take place.
The trade
Why?
Was great for Houston. They got a first-round pick.
They had to trade him because Harden and Westbrook weren't going to play together.
Where they messed up was they traded Chris Paul for Harden. Chris Paul was better than Westbrook.
Yes.
That was a bad
move.
Well, yeah, for the
let's
team.
Get back in history.
Hold on.
But he always gets hurt. I understand.
He was getting hurt every time.
Months ago, you were screaming at the Rockets to rebuild and get rid of everybody. That's what they were doing, right? Get rid of Westbrook and get something in return, a first-round pick. That's good.
Yes, but you're right. But you still have John Wall's contract for the same length that you had
But
Westbrook.
It was essentially the same contract as Westbrook.
Yes,
so you
got
basically got
pick.
A first-round pick for nothing.
Well, And Wall's not.
And a lesser player.
He's been hurt a lot.
He's been hurt. He's,
but your goal, if your goal is to win the NBA title, right. Yes, bad trade. But if it's to rebuild, great trade.
They do need to rebuild. Thank you. They got to get rid of But if you want
time to blow it up, yeah. They did.
Blow it up.
And I'm sorry, you Rockets fans. I don't hate the Rockets. I've been telling you for 2 years, you got to blow it up. It wasn't going to work. It wasn't going to work. And it's not going to work. But we're out. We're done working.
But it was a good try. I mean, take a chance. You're not going to go with the small
good try,
line.
Good effort.
Whatever. You know.
Yeah. You almost beat the
if
but
Warriors.
I will give them credit. They were the one team
that could have beat them.
That kept going for it. They were not scared to try something new, and they went toe-to-toe with the Warriors, and they had a chance to ruin the Warriors dynasty before it became
a
dynasty.
Should've.
Yeah, they should. If he hadn't gotten hurt.
Arnold! Sorry, I'm just
that's not
randomly spouting
missing threes
things.
Playoffs.
I mean,
the big show.
I'm trying to get all the
bingo cards.
Bingo card checked.
All right, we're out of here. Who wants to buzz? I mean, I think they had enough.
Oh, there you go. Who has enough?
All right.
Adios.
Wait.
Did you buzz?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.